Simon Tov Tes, Sif Tes. The Mechaber says that if an individual or group of people tells somebody, go out, make an Erev for us, make an Erev Tchumen for us, it makes Erev Tchumen, whichever direction it makes it, north, east, south, west, it works. Because they didn't tell him which way to make the Erevs, as long as he made an Erev, he did his shlichus, did his job, and it works. And we could say that Mstamba probably, they're happy with whatever he did, since they did not give him specifics. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if they don't find out till Shabbos where he starts, which way they made the Erev, it's good enough. Because now we know that's where they want the Erev to be, because they trust his judgment wherever he wants to make the Erev. The Shaar HaTzion says that, first of all, because we pass him by the Rabban, Yesh Berurah, something can be verified afterwards, we can say retroactive, that's how it's meant to be. And he brings that a step more, that could be said that even without Berurah, here, since they're trusting the Shteach's judgment, so it's not Berurah, it's for sure that whatever he does, that's what they wanted, and it's fine, and it works. Now, the Berurah says that if the Shteach knew they wanted a certain thing, if they didn't say it straight out, if he knew that they wanted a certain thing, and he doesn't follow that, so then the Erev doesn't work. Even they didn't specify to him want to the east, but if he knows they want to the east, he goes, does to the west, does not take effect. The Shaar HaTzion brings from Pim Gadim, that could be even if he tends to do one way, tends to do to the east, the Shliach's not allowed to do it to the west. Siv Yud, somebody tells his friend, make Erev Tchumen for me with dates, and he goes, does it with figs, tells him with figs, does it with dates, put the Erev Tchumen in a tower, so he puts it in the birdcage, or vice versa, put it in the house, puts it in the attic, or vice versa, it's not an Erev. Even though what's really the difference? But since he made clear that he cares about this thing, so if it doesn't keep the tonight doesn't keep the condition that the person who sent him the Mishaleach made, the Erev does not work. And Mishnah Berurah says it does not matter if the actual food that was used to Chumim belonged to the sender or belonged to the Shliach, even if they're the same distance from his house, since he can clear how he wants to do it, we change, and the Shliach is not Chal. However, if he tells the Shliach, make Erev Chumim for me, Stam, doesn't specify any details about what type of food to use or where to put it, so now whatever food the Shliach uses or wherever he puts it, house, attic, it all works. Sif Yud Aleph, somebody traveling on the way, and he sees distance from himself, an elon, a tree, or a getter, a fence, or any dov masuyim, like a rock or something like that, that's towards the end of his 2,000 amas. He's afraid that he's not going to get there before it comes time, before it comes Shabbos, time to make Erev Tchumen. He wants to be able to continue further on Shabbos. So he says, Shvisasi tachtov be'ikra, my shvisa should be chal, when it comes by Hashmoshes, by the bottom of this tree, by the root of the tree, by the bottom of the tree. It works. His shvisa is chal by that place, and he has 2,000 amas beyond that spot, because the Erev Tchumen works. It's like doing shvisa Erev Beregel, but it doesn't have to physically be there. As long as you point to it and specify that's good enough, even if he cannot get there with a regular walk before Shabbos, only by running, still, he doesn't have to run. He can walk there pleasantly and get there on Shabbos, or take his time and get there even the next morning. As long as he could have gotten there through running before Shabbos, he could point and say, or without pointing, he can comment, by Shvisa Shvi, be Ikra, by the bottom of this fence, the bottom of this tree. As opposed to the Machaber says, there's no way he could have gotten there, before Shabbos. In fact, he knows about such a place, or sees it very far in distance, and says that Erev Tchumen Shvichal there, it doesn't work. And not only that, now he has no 2,000 amas, not from there, because it doesn't take effect, since he couldn't get there before Yom, there's no Ebrega there, nor does he have Shvisa in the place where he's standing, since he was Iker's Dasm over here, and it wasn't kind over there, so he's trapped, so he's stuck. He has not over here, and not over there. Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't have to be a tree or a fence or a rock. It could be any place, if it's like a tail, a big mound of dirt, or a big valley that's 10 tefachim deep, up at the base of Siam, the whole thing we can still look for amas, and I guess 2,000 amas beyond that, because any makom that's mukam machitzas, 10 tefachim tall, 10 tefachim deep, that's up to 2,000 amas, does not have to be, that's up to the base of Siam, sorry, does not have to be mukam vadira, and if you consider one makom da'al da'al, you get 2,000 amas beyond that. Now, let's say the Nazi Shvishasi, the ikra of the tree, says Shvishasi tap to under the tree without specifying if it means by the roots or somewhere else, by the bottom of the tree or some random place under all the branches. So then it's more complicated. He's not going to get the full 2,000 amas that we'll see about later on in the Sif. Now this is a special kula they gave for a traveler that doesn't have to make the Erev not bepas, nor beregel by standing there, but just with the Amira ba'alma, just by speaking out, he wants to have this kinyan shvisa, chazal olam timeko, and become a shvisa with the Amira by speaking it out, and that's good enough, it's sufficient, and it works.